This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Right now, when you look up Twitter's new ticker symbol, TWTR, it says $26, but the bid and the ask prices are listed not available. This morning, that'll change when the advertising and short message company begins trading for the first time. If the initial public offering goes well for Twitter today, people who got the stock in advance could make quick money, but just try being one of those initial investors. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor is here live. It's tough, right?
Yes. So I know we talk about big IPOs all the time, Twitter, Facebook, but in reality, you or I or most people can't actually usually buy those freshly minted shares directly. They're reserved for big players like mutual funds or banks or really wealthy individual investors. Now, I talked to a guy named Barry Schneider. He's CEO of a company called Loyal 3. He says part of the reason is technological logistics and part is underwriters. Those are the banks that run an IPO.
Underwriters generally distribute those shares to the wealthier clients, the ones that generate the most fees for them. Why should a small class of people have access and everybody else not?
Now, I talked to Barry because his company, Loyal 3, is a tech platform that basically bundles together small-time investors who are excited about a brand to buy IPO shares. This only works if a company allows it, which he says is in its best interest.
That creates a more high-affinity investor that is less likely to flip their shares. They're going to hold the stock longer.
So is that the only way that we can be part of an IPO?
No, there is another way. I also talked to Kathy Smith of Renaissance Capital. She makes the point that if you own a mutual fund, you may well be part of an IPO.
Individual investors need to look at it and say, well, hopefully my fund manager is doing the homework.
Smith's company, Renaissance Capital, actually has a mutual fund that focuses on IPOs and recent IPOs, so people can be indirectly involved.
The IPO process is best when it's about price discovery done by knowledgeable investors.
Her point is that an IPO is a technical process about determining the value of a company and it's best left to the experts. Now, to be fair to Loyal 3, they aren't trying to replace experts. They just want to get in on the pie. Bottom line, if you want to be part of an IPO, there are now ways.
Marketplace's Sabri Benishor live. Thank you very much. Tech companies love to think of themselves as disruptors. In the disruptee category now, Blockbuster. There's news that it's closing its 300 remaining retail stores and stopping videos by mail. Nearly 3,000 people will lose their jobs. Blockbuster is owned now by Dish Satellite TV, and the Netflix-like Blockbuster streaming service will stay.